From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Here in the United States, FBI Director James Comey's announcement that authorities are again looking into Hillary Clinton's email practices has sparked criticism that his agency is intervening in the U.S. presidential race. The Washington Post reported Saturday that the Justice Department officials warned Comey that notifying Congress about renewing the investigation was not consistent with department practices. The newspaper reported that authorities told the FBI director that the department does not comment on ongoing investigations and does not take steps that can be seen as influencing an election. Hillary Clinton Friday said the FBI must disclose what it found.
We are 11 days out from perhaps the most important national election of our lifetimes. Voting is already underway in our country. So the American people deserve to get the full and complete facts immediately.
Clinton's Republican Party opponent Donald Trump spoke with supporters Friday after the new FBI probe was announced.
The FBI would never have reopened this case at this time unless it were a most egregious criminal offense.
The FBI is now looking at emails which are part of a separate investigation involving the estranged husband of a key Clinton aide. A new national poll released Saturday shows Democratic Party Nikon candidate Clinton's lead over Republican Donald Trump narrowed significantly even before the FBI's announcement. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces advanced into a town south of Mosul Saturday as Iraqi Shiite militia joined the offensive by opening up a new front to the west. Commanders said most Islamic State fighters withdrew earlier this week using civilians as human shields, but that the U.S. airstrikes had disrupted the forced march, helping some civilians to escape. The battle for Mosul is expected to take weeks, if not months. The World Food Program warns half of Yemen's 24 million people are living in a state of crisis, with more than 7 million going hungry every day. Lisa Schlein reports.
Spokeswoman Bettina Lucia says it is shocking and horrible to see this level of desperation in the 21st century.
When you see mothers who have little to eat themselves, when they see their children slipping away, it just breaks your heart. And so we appeal to the world to help us do our job on the ground. We appeal to the fighting sites that humanitarians can get access to more areas.
Lucia says the WFP was able to get to three hard-to-reach districts in Taiz Governorate during last week's 72-hour humanitarian pause in the fighting. She says the WFP will soon be able to access another 189,000 people in three other areas that have been off-limits. But she adds that does not solve the ongoing problem of hunger. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Voters in Iceland are casting their ballots in a national election Saturday with the Radical Pirate Party hoping to unseat the center-right government. Hear now from a candidate from the Pirate Party.
There will be changes. Just the fact that so many people are calling for it, I'm sure that it's going to turn out somehow in the when we see the results. First numbers around 10 tonight, so it's going to be a very exciting day.
Polls suggest the Pirate Party is vying with the center-right Independence Party to become the biggest group in Iceland's parliament. The election was called after the resignation of the prime minister in April. The resignation followed protests over his offshore holdings revealed in the Panama Papers leak. Scores of people are protesting in Seoul Saturday for South Korean President Park Geun-hye to resign. The fallout comes as her ratings drop since revealing she gave drafts of her speeches for editing to an associate who holds no government security clearance or post. Records show the individual assisting the president also received confidential documents, including files on Japan and North Korea. Park, who has little more than a year left in office, has apologized and has vowed to stay in office. And gunmen on motorcycles opened fire on a Shiite Muslim religious congregation in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi Saturday, killing at least five people and wounding several others. So far, no group has claimed responsibility. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.